For the fourth time in the aftermath after Charlottesville, President Trump tried to make his words right. The venue, Fort Myer, in front of U.S. military personnel. President Trump used words of tolerance. He talked about brother and sisterhood. He also rejected the idea of bigotry. I talked recently to National Urban League head Mark Morial. I asked Morial, is this current wave of intolerance related in any way to economics? So do you buy into the theory that economic stress is causing some of this consternation racially with what we've seen in Charlottesville and what we are allegedly expecting to see soon?
So I think economic stress is always a factor, but much of this is latent racism that has operated under the soil or under the sheets or under the cover for many years that is coming out. And I think what's prompting it is a fear, an unreasonable and irrational fear that, quote unquote, the country's demographics are changing. And those demographic shifts, an America that will no longer be majority white, but an America that'll be multicultural, multi-ethnic by 2040 and 2050, has spurred a backlash amongst the alt-right, the neo-Nazis, the neoconservatives, the white supremacists, all of the people that marched in Charlottesville. They are responding to and reacting to the inevitability of the demographic change that's coming to this country.
In the second term of William Jefferson Clinton, he held a race dialogue, understanding that this was a nation that was browning, and he wanted to create one America, meaning all races would come together and be more tolerant of one another. April Ryan, AURN News.